So you get going, and then I'll come back to you in a second.
Okay. We're going to discuss a topic, Mi'ez Hashem, relevant to Chanukah and the Parsha. Chanukah is coming up, I think it's near enough. I can see the early halacha from Rabbi Wiesenfeld is already into Chanukah, so I think it's a good time to start. Probably the first Chanukah Torah we share this year. Is that right? Okay. The Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, Chof Aleph on the base, tells us, famous Gemara, we all know it, what is Chanukah, my Chanukah? And the Gemara says that on 25th of Kislev begins the 8 days of Chanukah. There shouldn't be, it's not a time for espedim, not a time for fasting. Why? Because when the Yevonim entered the Heichal, they were metama all. They were metama all the oils, and it was a very sorry situation. There was no oil left to light the menorah. When the Eden came in, they were looking for oil. And they finally found one pach of oil. They found one oil that had the stamp of the Kohen Gadol, and unfortunately, all that had in that little vessel was enough to light for one day. So, why do we celebrate Chanukah? Because that vessel that had enough to light for one day lit, as we all know, for 8 days. That's what the Gemara in Shabbos, Chof Aleph of Beitz, explains to us why we commemorate Chanukah, and we made it into a Yom Tov, not a Yom Tov of Melacha that we're used to, rather a Yom Tov of Halel V'Hoidah. The Pnei Yeshua asks the following question. It's a famous, it's another, these are, I'm going to share with you first the classics, because you know, it's like we sort of know so well the classics that we don't bother going over them anymore. But we need to know the classics. Everyone knows there's hundreds of terutzim to the Beis Yosef's kasha. But what does the Beis Yosef himself say? Yeah? So that we're already past that. So let's go and do that again, and then we'll see some chidushim as well. Bnei Yeshua asks, why did we need the Nes of Chanukah, meaning that the oil should lie for 8 days? Why couldn't they just say, you know what, I found one vessel of oil, let it lie for one day, Hashem shouldn't make a mess, let it lie for one day. You won't have any other oils? Yes, you do. Tuma hudra betzibur. It's a lechatchila. Tuma hudra betzibur is absolutely fine. And therefore you can use the tome oils. That's the Bnei Yeshua's question. So he tries various answers, and eventually he says the following more machshava type answer. He says that the Yevonim said about Klal Yisrael, Kisvu al keren ashoir, she'en lechem chelik b'lekei Yisrael. Basically, the world is a world of nature. You don't have any connection with higher, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and spirituality. Forget about it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, en echanami, there was a heta. You could have used oil, other oils. But Hashem said, no, I'm going to make it everything in the best oifen. Why? To show you, yesh lechem chelik b'lekei Yisrael. I'm going to make nisim. In the Bayis Sheni, many nisim were missing already. But here was a quick flash of lightning, a quick sign of connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu showing us a certain love and breaking the rules of nature to say, yes, I am here with you. Not like the Yevonim say there's nature, there's something else. There's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Kisvu. They said, Kisvu HaKeren Roshoi, She'elechem Chelek Belekei Yisrael. And the Nes of Chanukah says, Yesh Lochem Chelek Belekei Yisrael. And therefore, even though it was unneeded, it was unnecessary, the Nes, because you could use the Tumah Hutra Betzibu, you could use the other oils, Hashem said, I'm going to show our connection, and he made a mess. That's the Pnei Yeshua's Mahalach. Now there's a very big question. That part, I think, is well known. The question is less well known. It's a very big question. Again, one vessel of oil is found, it's only enough for one day. A mess happens. Even though Tumah Hutra Betzibur, and this happens to show the affection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. The question is that in truth we needed the Nes. The Pnei Yeshua says we don't need the Nes because Tumah Hutra Betzibur. You know, there's Tumah, but the whole, you know, when it's a Tzibur thing, we break the Tumah is irrelevant. Hang on. Who said the Tumah that the oil had become Tomei with was Tumah's Mace? There are other tumas that can become tomei with. And Tosfos talks about it there It could have been tomei with tumas zov. They could have been very long dish and put shrotzim inside.
Yeah.
Yeah, they could have done whatever they wanted to make sure that Klal Yisrael have tomei oil. So the Rambam says in Bias Mikdash Perik Dalad Alochates that the only rule of tumah hutra b'tzibur that we sort of ignore the tumah is only by tumas meis. These oils may have been tomei with other tumas. And if so, you cannot use it even with tzibur, and you need the Nes of Chanukah that this little vessel could last for 8 days until they get hold of oil, because they couldn't use the tumah oil, because true for tumas meis, tumah hutra b'tzibur, but who says we're talking about tumas meis? There's tumas zov, there's eshrotzim, insects, etc., there's the rat, or whatever, there's all sorts of other tumas that can come about. And therefore, maybe we're talking about that. There were nitma with all the sorts of tumas, except this one pach shemen. And Mamela, we needed a nes because we couldn't use oil until we finally got oil, which we'll discuss soon how long it took them to bring oil. But meanwhile, they only had tomei oil, not just tumas meis, tomei oil of all the various types of tumas, which don't have the heter of tumah hutra b'tzibur. This question the Pri Chodosh asks, and therefore he argues on this whole concept of tumah hutra b'tzibur with regards to Chanukah, because there's other tumas other than tumas meis. He also brings a Rambam in Tmidin and Musafim Perik Gimel Halacha Yud, who puts together the Menorah and the Karbonos, that the rules of Tumah by the Karbonos are exactly the same rules of Tumah by the Menorah. And therefore, if only Tumas Meis has the heter of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur by a Karbon, the same is true with the Menorah, that only Tumas Meis has the Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. Once we can think that maybe there are other tumas, zov and sheret, then you're not going to have the heta, and we need the nes. So that answers the Pnei Yeshua's question. Now, we come to, I think, one of the most famous questions asked by our Talmidei Chachomim, our sages, and that's the Beis Yosef's question in Siman Tov Reish Ayin. The Beis Yosef asks, why do we have 8 days of Chanukah, Zeichel Nes Chanukah? The Pach Shemen naturally could light for 1 day.
Yes.
And therefore the first day was not a miracle. Only the following 7 days. So surely Chanukah should be celebrated as a 7-day Yom Tov. Yet all the people that I share this question to always complain that the bakery will be out of business for 1 day. Okay. But that's the question. So the Beis Yosef gives 3 terutzim. Terutz number 1 is they took the oil, which had the ability to light for 1 day, and they split it into 8 chalokim, into 8 parts, a part for each day. Now therefore, naturally, it couldn't light any of the days, because it wasn't enough. It didn't have the shear, didn't have the amount. But it lasted. So that's terutz number 1. And the obvious question on that is going to be, that is that halakhically correct? Are you allowed to? Yeah, true, there was a nes. But are you? Yeah, and there's actually a halacha. You have to put kashir. You're not allowed to put shaloi kashir. You're not allowed to put the wrong amount inside. It's a halacha. And therefore, how could they do this splitting up? This is a question discussed by the Pri Chodosh and many others. I'm not going to concentrate on this question. Let's go over to the next 2 terutzim. Second terutz and third terutz are, should we call them first cousins? They're the same terutz, just in a different angle. Terutz number 2 is that they poured out the oil from this flask and it filled up the menorah, and they looked at the flask and it was still full. So that was a nes on day 1 already, right? Day 1, it's true this oil could have litten for 1 day. But the fact that the flask remains full is a nes. There's an obvious question. We'll get there in a minute. Third teretz is, no, the flask emptied. But the menorah remained full. Every day after lighting, it remained full. Okay, so it's the same teretz. Basically, the oil didn't disappear. The obvious question is the question of the Pri Chodosh again. He asks, what's going on? Okay, so day 1, you see the nes. But come the last day, day 8, you pour out the oil. Surely it didn't refill in the flask or didn't stay full in the menorah because there was no need anymore. Because Klal Yisrael had oil for the next day. So surely that miracle, Hashem doesn't make miracles for nothing. So surely that day didn't happen. So all you've done is you've shifted the question from day one to day eight. This is the Beis Yosef, and these are the famous questions on the Beis Yosef's Terutzim. Someone told me once after speaking, I can't remember who, I shouldn't say famous, because people are a little upset, everything's famous, why don't I know it? But I think the Beis Yosef question we can say is famous. And these are the questions on the Beis Yosef. Now, the Taz also asked these questions. Now, the Shut Tshuva Mehava, he was the Rav in Prague after the Noida Behuda. He decides between the three answers what by him is considered the best answer. Right? Everyone can think to themselves, what do you find the best answer? He says the second answer is the best answer. Why? This is beautiful. Again, the second answer is they poured out from the flask and it remained full. We have questions on it, but that's the answer. Says the Tshuva Mehava, that if you note the Loshon, the words of the Gemara, it's Mamash Meduyuk in the words of the Gemara. The Taz asks, where does this Beis Yosef get all these terutzim from? It doesn't say anything about how the nest worked in the Gemara. And therefore, very nice, he's got a question of why is it 8 days? But you can't randomly sort of make a pshat because of that. There has to be some source. Says the Tshuva Mehava, at least for the second Teretz, it's a beautiful source. The Gemara says, Bodku, they checked, v'lo imotzu el apach echol shel shem. They found one vessel with oil. Shoyam monach b'chisom shel kohen gadol. Now listen to the words. V'lo hoya boy. In it, there wasn't, elo lahadik yom echot. There's only 1 day's worth. Naseh boy nes. In it, there was a miracle. In the flask, in the vessel, there was a miracle. V'idliku mimenu shmoni yom. For 8 days, they lit from it. So it's very clear that they were always using this pach, and there was a nest in this pach, and they were able every day to refill from this pach. Hidliku mimenu, from it, 8 days. So it's very meduyuk that the oil remained in it, and they were able to light from it every day. Therefore, he says he likes the second pshat the most. So, sorry?
Boy could mean
with it. Okay. Why did they need a miracle for 8 days? They couldn't get oil any earlier? Why did they need a miracle for 8 days? So the Beis Yosef tells us two mahalchim. Mahalach number one is they themselves, Klal Yisrael, were Tmei Mason. They themselves, Klal Yisrael, the people that were going to make the oil, were Tmei Mason. So they also had to wait 7 days. And then on the 8th day, they would press the olives. And therefore they needed oil for 8 days. That's why the miracle lasted 8 days. That was the need for the miracle. Teretz number two was the oil was far away, 4 days away. The olives that they needed for this was 4 days away and 4 days back, and therefore they needed 8 days. Let us return to the question of the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua asked, why do we need a nes of 8 days? Use up this vessel of oil 1 day naturally, and then the rest of the days use Tomei oil, Tomei Hotra B'Tzibu. Tomei Hotra B'Tzibu, use Tomei oil. So we answered, the Prichodesh answered, no, there's no Tomei Hotra B'Tzibu because there's other Tumas. Other than Tumas Meis, it's Tumas Sheretz, it's Tumas Zov, which doesn't have the Heta. Says the Noida Behuda, in a letter, he says a Moedik of Pshat. He says like this. He says, we're not discussing this oil. This oil itself, the oils of the Beis HaMikdash, which were Tomei, true, you have a Heta of Tumas Hotra B'Tzibu. Sorry, yeah, you don't have it again. The oils might be Tomei with other Tumas, and they don't have a Heta of Tumas Hotra B'Tzibu. Therefore, we need a miracle. But the question is different. Why couldn't they press the oil on day one? And day two, the oil is ready and they won't need the miracle of the Pach Shal Shem. So we answered, because Klal Yisrael were Tmei Mesin. So they couldn't. They had to wait 7 days and then another day to press the oil. Hang on. They were Tmei Mesin. Tumas Meis So why couldn't they press the oil? And they too have oil ready and they don't need the miracle. Yes, the oil from the Beis HaMikdash maybe became tummy with all sorts of tumors which don't have a heter, but the people themselves, Klal Yisrael, could take olives off the tree according to the first trial of the Beis HaMikdash that wasn't far away, press them, have them ready, day two, and then you can light them lower, day two without miracles.
But the people are tummy.
Yeah, but even if they're tummy, tummy hutra betibu. Tumma is mutter. You know, the Beis Yosef says it's more difficult that everyone should be tummas, sheretz, tummas, and it's not really negayah to people, a lot of the tummas, only to kelim. So therefore, the Beis Yosef says specifically they were tummy mis. That's what they were. You have a whole Klal Yisrael, the concern. So therefore, from the battles and things, yes.
This only works with the whole. When the majority of the population is talking,
yeah.
But in the battle with the Greeks, only a very small proportion joined.
Yes, but the oil.
Very small proportion were coming, so
it's work. True, it's true, but they didn't have
back
oil.
Only a small proportion fight. They're not fight,
so no, I understand.
Well, they were talking.
Yeah, but I understand. But the problem was they had. You're right. But the Klal Yisrael, the Tzibur, need oil for their menorah. Right? And why don't they have oil for their menorah? Because the people pressing their olives are tomei, let's say.
Have joined the battle.
Let's say. So the people pressing their olives are tomei, so they can't use tomei oil. Yes, they can, because when it's for the need of the tzibur, whether it's relevant what the tzibur are. When you need to service the tzibur, you're allowed to use tumah for the tzibur if they're not going to have anything else. And they don't know a miracle is going to happen, so they don't have anything else. So you should quickly press the oil, and it's tomei. Yes, it's tomei. It's tomei. But even so, Tumah hutra b'tzibul, meaning for the to service the tzibul.
It's like korban pesach. Only when the majority of the people are.
Yeah, but it's the same. Let's say they only had a tumah korban on pesach. There was no other korban other than a tumah korban. So it's the same thing. The tzibul are tahor, but they don't have anything but tumah to use. So tumah hutra b'tzibul. It's the same. It doesn't matter which way round, the people or the oil. If there is no oil other than tomei oil, then tumah hutra b'tzibur. Okay, we can go through it after. It's a valid point, but this is the question. Okay, so again, so he says the question of the Pnei Yeshua of tumah hutra b'tzibur is not on the oil in the Beis HaMikdash. It's in the oil that the Yidden could have made. Why don't they make it? Even if it would be tomei, they could use it because it's to service the tzibur tumah hutra b'tzibur. That's his question, right? He says this is what the Pnei Yeshua was asking. This is what the Pnei Yeshua was asking. He was not discussing the oil that he had in the Beis HaMikdash. He was discussing the oils that they could have made and then they wouldn't have needed a nes. And on that, the answer is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed them on day one, they wanted to press, they pressed olives, and they also, in the meantime, did the Porah Adumo, you know, did what they needed to do to become Tohar. And they saw that the Pach Shemen remained full. So they didn't need to use the Tumah Hutra B'tzibul, because Hashem was showing them that He's with them, and He does have a connection with them, unlike the Yevonim that said that you're unconnected. Okay. Why?
If the Tumah is on the Tzibul, I mean the Kohen is also Tomei.
No, why is the Kohen Tomei? First of all, why is the Kohen Tomei? Just
because your problem is with the Kohen, the people
on the Shemen. No. Some people were Tomei, some people weren't. I said, if the Tzibul needs a Korban to be made, and the only Korban they can bring is Tomei, is irrelevant if their Torah or their Tomei Tumah Hutra for the Tzibul. It's not a din on the people or on the oil. It's whatever you need to get that korban done can be done. I don't want to get into the. I see it's a little. Let's move on.
First Teretz doesn't take on. They would have taken 8 days until they could have.
Yeah, it doesn't take on.
It's just do it on the spot.
Yeah, let's leave that now. I think we've got the picture. Yeah, there's a little difficulties, and we can delve into it afterwards. I'd like to go to the Drush side now. This week's Sedra. We have Ki b'makli avarti es yarden hazeh. Yaakov Avinu uses his stick to go across the Yarden, and Rashi says he didn't have gold, he didn't have silver, nothing, just a stick. Okay, now why did he just have a stick? So Chazal tell us, Eliphaz came and got rid of everything he had. He had nothing left, all he had was a stick. And we find in last week's Sedra, when he makes the Mizbeach, he puts Shemen al Roisho, on the top of the Mizbeach, he puts oil. The question is, this is after Eliphaz has robbed him. Where did he get oil from? So there's two Mahalchim. One pshat is, this is the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer and the Bereishis Rabbah, oil came down from Shemayim. And it was a very little bit, and that's why it says he put it, Arosh, he only put a little bit on the top of the Mizbeach, and not more, because it was limited. Later we find, he puts properly on the Mizbeach, didn't say Arosh, because he had Shefa, he was already a rich man. But beforehand, all he had was the little bit Hashem gave him, everything else was gone. That's one pshat. Paneach Roza says a different pshat. He says, as the Olam are saying, that he had a hollow stick, and in the hollow stick, he had some oil. Why did he have oil in the hollow stick? Because he always wanted to learn Torah at night. So he always had his candles ready. Like it says, Harogel Bener, Ham Lebonim Tamid Chachomim. Some learn it means that if he supports the lights in the Beis HaMedrash, then of course he'll have Bonim Tamid Chachomim because they can go and learn at night. If he puts, he pays the money for the oil, Ner Lamor, then he'll have Bonim Tamid Chachomim. So that's what Yaakov Avinu did. He had oil always to learn. He always had his candles with him. The Shachar Torah says, this week's Sedra says, Vayivosu Yaakov Levadoi, and he went back for Pachim Ketanim. What was in this Pachim Ketanim?
Oil.
So the Das Ken Mibale Torah already says, normally in Pachim is oil. Is oil, yeah. The Shach says, this oil wasn't stump oil, this was oil, these Pachim were all our miracles. It was the Pach of the Isha Atzarfosis. That you remember, she poured oil, and the oil just kept on coming into her kelim, and many other nisim, and they include in that, although the shach is not explicit, but this was also the pach shemen that was to be found later in the Beis HaMikdosh for the Nes of Chanukah. As I state in shach, with the explanation of Rabbi Yonatan Steif, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. So, if so, we can say a Moira Dikateret to the Beis Yosef Kasha. And we'll also answer the question of Lechoira, on the first day there was no Nes, because you already had that oil and naturally it could light for one day. Listen to this. The oil that they found in the Beis HaMikdosh was one Hefta of a Nes. It was Kuloi Nes, because it was the oil that came down from Shemayim to Yaakov Avinu. That was the Pachim Ketanim that eventually he's going back to get, because he wants Mesiris Nefesh to save that oil. This is going to bring a lot of Nis into Klal Yisrael. It was the Pachim Ketanim that Yaakov had, and those Pachim, the Bereishis Rabba says, came from Shemayim. So just the fact that you see that oil is a miracle. So day one is a miracle. But we can say a little deeper. Let's say what we said earlier, that day one they poured out of the cup and it remained full. So that was a Nes. But we asked on day 8, surely it didn't refill. Well, that's if it's a regular Nes. But if it's a locked-in Nes, meaning, this is the Shemen on which the Pasuk says, V'tzapichas HaShemen lo itechsa. This was the Shemen that we found in Melachim, by the Nes of when she was pouring, the oil always remained. Then that's its Metzias. Its Metzias is Nes. Its natural status is Nes. Therefore, it's true normally when we make a miracle out of the box, when Hashem makes a miracle, then when there's no reason for it anymore, it stops. But on this it says that it never stopped. And therefore, day one they poured, it remained full. Day 8, they poured and it still remained full, but they didn't need it anymore, and they didn't want to use a miracle anymore, and they put it away. But it remained full on the last day as well, because this was an inbuilt miracle system, already from history. And therefore, even on day 8, the miracle happened. Yep.
Sorry, you're saying that it's one pach.
Yeah, could be one pach,
not,
or a few.
Not pachim.
Even if it's a few.
It's the same pach.
But it's
one.
This, even if it's a few and it's not the same one.
Which one did they find?
Even if it's not the same one, but it has the same inbuilt system. That's a pichas Hashem and lo techseh. It's not going to ever lack. This was what was given to Yaakov, a special, non-ending.
We said the opposite. We said that Yaakov only got a little bit.
I'm not using that Hezbah, but it's the same noise. That it's a miracle, but how it works, we're going to have to say, is a little different than that. Yeah, Maska. The Ramban in Baal Oisra says Yaakov Avinu was upset that he didn't take part in the Chanukah Samizbeach. Hashem says, don't worry, you got a bigger thing, the menorah. Aaron Cohen says, he was upset. Hashem says to Aaron, don't worry, You're going to get something bigger, the menorah. And they all asked, the Ramban asked, what do you mean? Karponis isn't bigger than the menorah. Why is the menorah bigger? So he say, brings, Shalcha gdolim shalahem, because yours is forever. Why is yours forever? So Ramban says, yeah, because the Hashmonoim brought back the lights, and it never ended, because we have Hanukkah to this day in the Golos. The Al-Sheikh is a little bit unhappy. He says, but who lights nowadays? Not Dafka the Kohenim. But his main question is, the menorah doesn't resemble the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash. We light 8, they lit 7. So it's just to commemorate a miracle. There's no 7 candles. So we could suggest that, yes, we still to roots of the Beis HaSos Kasha, but let's go back to the root. The miracle was only 7 days. And therefore, yes, there's only really a Hanukkah of 7 days. And therefore, we'll suggest like this. The Shoyle Meshev says, in Madura Kama Chele Gimel Simen Ayin Aleph, he says that you should know the answer based off of Kasha is that Hanukkah really should be 7 days. But then you have a problem. Because people will make menorahs, kudmusa menorah shal Beis HaMikdash, which is awesome. Therefore Chazal will metaken to make a hekah 8 days. If so, nifla b'yoysa, it's taka 7 days. We add an 8 just because of a precaution. And if so, we've answered the Al-Sheikh's question. That yes, Aaron, your thing is gedolah. Why? Because it's forever. What do you mean? We light 8. It's not the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash. It's a different thing. How do we continue that menorah of the Beis HaMikdash? The answer is we're lighting the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash 7. We're just adding because of an issa. We're not allowed in Gvulim. We're not allowed out of the Beis HaMikdash to have such a menorah. So as a precaution, we add an 8. But really, in essence, it's the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash carrying on. Not
go. Oh, yeah. Go ahead.